Dominique Strauss-Kahn is the managing director of the International Monetary Fund. He's an economist by training, a former French member of parliament, government minister, and at one time a contender for the presidential nomination of the French Socialist Party, and he joins us from IMF headquarters in Washington. Mr. Strauss-Kahn, when does the IMF see an end to this global economic crisis, or does it?
Well, it depends what you call an end. We see the beginning of the recovery in the mid of 2010, providing that the right policy are implemented. And, part of them are implemented so far, but some other things have to be done, and it takes time.
This week, President Obama and British Prime Minister Brown are going to talk about a global New Deal. At the same time, we're seeing countries in Europe unable to agree on a European New Deal. Is it realistic to think of global solutions to the world economy when Europe can't even manage a continental solution to the economy?
Well, we're obviously in a global crisis. You know, that's the counterpart of globalization. And when you have a global crisis, you need a global solution. You're right in saying that, obviously, this weekend the Europeans were not at their best, and they were almost unable to find any kind of common solution. So that's the reason why I'm a bit worried about the implementation of the right policy, especially in the bank restructuring. As far as the different stimulus packages are concerned, what has been done is almost okay. But the second leg of the plan has to be cleaning the balance sheets of the banks, and it doesn't go very quick.
But sticking with what was not Europe's best weekend, as you say, there are countries not only in the European Union, but even within the Eurozone, in need of help, and some of the wealthier, older countries in Europe don't seem to be there for them. You've warned of backdoor protectionism. Could there be any better example than some countries of Europe looking out for their own populations more so than the entire Eurozone?
Well, that's probably one of the weaknesses of the Eurozone. The Eurozone is not yet completed. The Eurozone has a single currency, but not a single economic policy. And that's why you may see some countries in the Eurozone, like Greece, for instance, having problems. And there's no really built-in mechanism in the Eurozone to deal with this kind of question. That's probably the reason why the head of state and governments were a bit uncomfortable with the solution to take. But we all know that this kind of protectionism doesn't work. Everybody has to avoid a domestic solution and to try to collaborate in global solutions.
Readers of the New York Times today might have seen a story on the front page out of Ukraine, which was pretty alarming. Lines at the banks, people wanting to get their money out, protests by workers who haven't been paid, loss of confidence in political institutions. The IMF says Ukraine has not done enough to merit its next installment of aid. Is that country at risk of abandoning free market economics, if not democracy right now, given the depth of their economic crisis?
The problem with Ukraine is a specific problem, because on top of the economic problem that is experienced today by most Eastern Europe countries, you have a political problem and a difficulty to talk between the president and the prime minister. But I think that in the coming days, things will come back to normal.
Just a last question. Given this, the scale of the economic crisis, is it too big for the International Monetary Fund? That is your role going to be limited ultimately to the Icelands and the Pakistans and perhaps the Ukraines of the world? But the other problem is just too big for you.
No. The problem are not too big. The question is that it's just a question of amount of money. We have a certain amount of money we can use.
We all have this problem now, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. The figures are not the same. We all have this problem. But the international community is now in the process of doubling the reserves we have, and so I'm confident that we will be able to deal with all the problem coming. But of course, we're not facing, as in the past, only Asian crisis or only, quote-unquote, a Latin American crisis, but a global crisis. So we have problem in all the part of the world, and every day I have new countries lining up in front of my door for asking for some support in Europe, in Asia, in Latin America, even in Africa. So the problem is becoming bigger than it was in the past, not too big for the IMF, especially an enhanced IMF, but obviously a bigger problem than it was previously.
Well, we'll let you go and get whoever is knocking on your door right now today.
Thank you.
In search of money. That's Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who is the managing director of the International Monetary Fund. He spoke to us from his office in Washington.